Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
US President Donald Trump's pronouncements on South Africa are fueling hatred and jeopardizing an economic success story. That's the view of the country's biggest farm lobby, AgriSA, following Trump's decision to cut off aid to South Africa after making false claims about land expropriation and the persecution of Afrikaners. AgriSA CEO Johan Kotzea says Trump has divided the farm community. Kotzea says he disagrees with what was stated and adds he did not experience that as organized agriculture in South Africa. The radicalism that took place after Trump's statement, he went on, that fuels hatred. Since the end of apartheid in 1994, agricultural output here has doubled. Farm exports have risen more than sixfold, according to Bloomberg. The sector provides 935,000 jobs. It's a massive win for South Africa, says Kotzea. We don't need negativity now. AgriSA, many of whose members are, of course, Afrikaners, represents 1,000 farmer associations across South Africa's nine provinces. Meanwhile, an article this morning on MoneyWeb raises the question that Trump's anti-South Africa actions have much less to do with land expropriation, much more to do with the assistance we're giving to Iran. Iran and America have long been at loggerheads. Trump suggested we might be assisting Iran to develop nuclear weapons. And this, says MoneyWeb, has gone largely unnoticed in mainstream debates. And despite all of this, Old Mutual is still upbeat about the country's prospects this year. Their chief economist, John Elst, quoted by News 24 Business, says he expects inflation to average just 3.8%, allowing for two interest rate cuts of a quarter of a percent across the year. And that, says Elst, will help economic growth reach 2.2%, better than most forecasts. He also sees the potential for credit rating upgrades within 12 to 18 months. And on a much shorter time frame, he thinks next week's budget is going to be conservative and the rand will recover to around 17 to the dollar by year end. On the markets, more record highs for the JSE, with the all-share index closing up 0.4% last evening, the top 40 up 0.5. London's FTSE up 0.3%. In New York, the Dow ended down 0.5. The S&P 500 down 0.3. The Nasdaq flat. Tokyo this morning up 1.3%. Hong Kong up 1.4%. Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar this morning at 104 to the euro. The rand 1848 to the dollar. 1926 to the euro. 2306 to sterling. Gold at 2,917. Platinum 1,001. Bitcoin 97,630, and Brent crude oil $74.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.